Welcome to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast, the show that keeps you informed in all things mortgages throughout Scotland. So today I'm going to take you through my top five questions that I'm being asked as a mortgage broker by first-time buyers here in Scotland. And the first thing that keeps getting asked is, how much can I borrow? Now, to calculate this, there's a number of things that are taken into consideration, such as your income, your outgoings, your age. All of these kind of things will play a part in determining how much you can borrow. Now, you can use online calculators. There is one on my website. There will be a link in the description here to that. But I always suggest that you either talk to a bank or talk to a broker, engage with them and get them to do the checks for you. The reason that I would say this is because when you're using the online calculators, they're not accurate. They'll only usually give you a brief overview of what's available, about 4.5 times your income. Whereas when you get it personalised, they'll look into your income, your outgoings, your age. They'll look at lenders, their individual criteria, and they'll be able to come back to you with a bespoke amount specific to you. So yeah, I would suggest talking to someone as early as you possibly can. The next question that I'm asked quite often is the different types of mortgages that are out there. So first of all, you've got your capital repayment and interest only mortgages. So what the difference between these two? If you've got interest only, this means that you're only paying the interest back on a monthly basis. But if you've got the capital repayment option, this means that when you make a payment, you pay off some of the interest and some of the money that you owe. What this means is, at the end of the mortgage term, if you've got a full capital repayment mortgage, you should be mortgage free, provided that you make all of your minimum payments. Something else that I'm asked is if there's any schemes out there to help first-time buyers. Well, the first thing that I would say, if you're a first-time buyer, you need to be considering the lifetime ISA. Whether it's going to be the right thing for you or not, that remains to be seen, but you need to take it into consideration. Research it, talk to the banks that are doing it. If your bank does it, great, talk to them. And if you can take advantage of it, it's certainly something that you should be considering. For every £1,000 that you save, the government's going to give you £250 on top of that, that you can use towards buying your first home. So it's certainly something that's worth considering. Also here in Scotland, you've got what's called is the LIFT scheme. And the LIFT scheme essentially will allow you to buy a house that's maybe out of your reach, when the government will step in and help contribute towards the deposit as well. And there's other schemes out there. If you're buying new build, sometimes there's deposit incentives that can help. There's a few schemes out there, but the main two I'm going to suggest is understanding the lifetime ISA and if that's going to suit you, and then consider the LIFT scheme if that's something that's going to benefit you as well. Then I'm often asked, what are the hidden costs involved when you buy a house? So this one is a little bit tricky, because hidden costs are just like that, they're hidden, but there's a few things that you can watch out for. If you're using a mortgage broker, make sure that they're quoting any fees up front. When you're using solicitors, make sure that they're not just telling you what their fee is, they're telling you what the total fee of the transaction is, taking into consideration all of the searches that they're going to be doing, taking into consideration all of the land tax and those kind of things. Look over your mortgage offer. On the mortgage offer, that will tell you if there's any going to be any fees due to the bank for transferring money or any additional legal work and these kind of things. So make sure that you're checking out the paperwork. But the main one that seems to crop up is when clients are getting quotes from solicitors and it's maybe £800 and they think that that's all that they've got to pay, but that doesn't include any of the additional work that the solicitor's doing in the background. So look at those kind of things. And the final thing that I'm asked is what I should look out for, what you should look out for when you're going out to go out there and know exactly what it is that you want from that property. And if you've got a checklist, you can tick it off as you go. So that's the first thing that I would say. Check out things like non-standard construction properties, especially if you're buying with a smaller deposit. So if it's not built with your traditional timber frame, brick, slate or tile roof, then make sure that you're getting the home report reviewed by a professional that can help guide you in the right direction to see if it's going to be mortgageable. But that's the key thing that I would look out for. Provided that the property is going to be mortgageable, provided that you can afford the monthly repayments, then a checklist will just help you determine whether this is going to be the right property for you. But that's it from today. I hope you do find this useful, and as always, if you've got any questions, fire them in the comments and I'll be able to help. Cheers. Thanks for listening to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe if you find this useful. And if you want your questions answered, pop over to our Facebook page at Scottish Mortgage Podcast and ping us a message.